So we witnessed an epiphany, an awakening last night from the Biden faithful that this guy might not be up to the job. Like, where have they been? Every little bit of outrage that I'm seeing from, you know, the Democrats saying, oh, what now? This was horrible. This was terrible. This was awful. This was even his vice president had to say, kind of a slow night. Where, I mean, seriously, there was nothing different about Joe Biden last night on that stage, Kev, than we've been talking about for the last 3.5 years. Nothing.
I know. I felt like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. Welcome to the party, pal! Like, you know, where have you been?
It's so phony. I don't.
I know, right?
Maybe they grew a conscience, right? And so this is their off ramp to say, you know what? I've been covering for this guy. I've been carrying his water. I'm done. I'm out of here. This is too much. Like, I honestly, my takeaway on the debate was that he did well enough to live to fight another day. I mean, there were meltdowns, but again, there was nothing last night that was anything different than the myriad of examples that we have, especially over the last year, but really over the last 3.5 years. Nothing. And all of a sudden, there's this light bulb popping up all over from the left that he's got to go. And my favorite is, if you read some of the Democrats who are giving quotes to some of the media without attribution, that's where the really nasty stuff is. But they're saying it out loud as well. Van Jones, a friend of President Biden's, was like crying last night on TV saying, you know, I love this man. He's great. But that was painful. He's got to go. He can't do this. I mean,
what did you expect, Van? I mean, really, you haven't been paying attention to Joe with the teleprompter and the gaffing and the thing? And what did you expect? Really? Huh.
No kidding. Texter says, so much for the cheap fake argument. They're going to have to say the whole debate was a cheap fake. Yeah, there you go. That kind of goes out the window.
You know what all I want to see? I want to see Joe Biden swing a golf club. I'd like to see him just hit a golf ball.
Was that your highlight of the night?
That was the cringe moment of the night, but I'd still like to see him swing a golf club and actually make contact with the golf ball and make it go anywhere to level of even a 30 handicap. If he could hit a 20 yard drive, I'll buy a dinner at Maxwell's.
Yeah,
if he even makes contact with the ball,
that could be the next epic moment where we actually have a golf match between the two of them.
Bring that on.
Yeah.
He'll be there right after he gets done with his handball and his racquetball game. You know, because
President Biden does more in 1 hour than most people do in a day.
You know, he'll be right there.
And you know what was worse, watching it. If you were watching it, I don't know if he forgot this or, you know, it's just, again, the cognitive challenges. But the blank stare when Donald Trump was speaking and Biden's on camera, I mean, it just looked like it was a ghost. It was awful. I mean, the optics, whether you listened to it, whether you watched it, I thought the line of the night and a theme that should continue for President Trump was when he said, I don't need to do this. I don't need to be here. I'm doing this for the American people because you're that bad. That's why I'm running again.
Yeah.
You're that bad. That was a great line. And I think a lot of people connect with that. Very good point. This is a very wealthy man.
You know what I saw, brother? I spent a little time here and there in the theater. I've memorized more than a few lines. When you're on stage and you forget your lines, the first thing you do is drop your head and close your eyes because you want to shut the world out and see if I can focus in on the line I'm supposed to have here. Biden did that about a dozen times in the first 20 minutes of that. He was forgetting his lines. He opened up strong. He came out with his monologue and because he knew what the question was going to be, a boom, ba da boom, ba da boom, ba da boom. And then every time he would forget his lines, you'd see him drop his head and close his eyes to try and think of his line. Every actor will do that on stage doing live theater. You'll be like, line. What line? And then they got to give you the line. He just couldn't ask for the line, was the only problem. So
another listener says
that was very evident.
Another listener says the mouth hanging open was truly disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, did you watch it or did you listen to it, Kev?
I watched it.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, yeah.
Because you couldn't watch it and not think, oh, my gosh. And then if you listen to it, the weakness in his voice was just unbelievable. But the story of the day is that, I mean, everyone on in Biden world on the left is throwing him under the bus. Even Kamala did an interview with Anderson Cooper, who actually badgered her to say, you know, come on, you got to admit that wasn't any
good.
Yeah,
we played a clip of it earlier.
Did you? And she said it was a slow start. I mean, nice defense for your president. It was a slow start. Oh my gosh, unbelievable. So we got a lot to break down, and we're gonna have some fun today because we're live at the Petroserve USA in Castleton, and it's of course July 4th next week. A lot of folks taking off for the long week, a little vacation time, and we're going to be at Petroserve USA until 11 today. We got a lot going on. We have $25 gift cards. If you come by and tell us I stand for the flag, we're going to slap a $25, we'll call it an inflation buster, and grab a hat. We have flag hats. We have Petroserve USA hats. There's registrations for a grill they're giving away. Gary Therrelson is going to be here. Native son, sort of close, Daisy. Is where Gary grew up, rural North Dakota.
Big G!
So he'll be here signing copies of his book, which is free for folks to come. So, and, of course, there's this wonderful Therrelson ethanol plant just outside of town that contributes so much to their economy. We're going to meet the mayor. We're going to meet the fire chief. We're going to talk to folks from Petroserve USA. And we're going to let you give your debate reaction at 701-271-1100 and tell us what happens next. What now, do you think? That and more as we continue. We're at Castleton Petroserve USA today. Come on into town. Stop by and see us. And a $25 gift card for saying, I stand for the flag. Simple as that. More after this with news and weather on What's on Your Mind. Live from Castleton and Petroserve USA today. Well, here we go. On to the holiday week and the holiday weekend. And if you're really smart, you're heading out today and coming back a week from tomorrow. And we'll tell you which weather days will be the best.
That's a plan right there.
Vacay. Yeah, exactly right. Dean Wysocki from the Flag Skywatch Weather Center. How are we looking, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. We picked up quite a bit of rain across the FM area, 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight. And now we're going to be left with partly cloudy skies. We're at 70 degrees right now at the studio. Partly to mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine as we head throughout the day. It will be breezy, but highs in the low 80s. That's not too bad. With the west wind about 10 to 25. We'll see scattered showers and storms redeveloping after 8 o'clock tonight, moving in from the west and northwest, becoming more numerous towards midnight. We'll drop down to a low in the mid-50s with a north wind to 10 to 25. And Saturday, not the best of days. We're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies, breezy conditions out of the north-northwest, 15 to 25. Highs only in the upper 60s. Pick day of the weekend is Sunday, with highs in the mid to upper 70s with light winds and plenty of sun. Another round of storms Monday and Tuesday. Dry Wednesday and the 4th of July and the day after. It looks like we'll have scattered storms. It doesn't look like anything widespread. Highs right around 80, upper 70s to near 80. And then the weekend of the 4th of July does look dry with warming temperatures into the 80s by Sunday. So not too shabby. If you're wanting summer heat, it does look like after that 4th of July weekend, we'll start to see more summer-like weather and some drier weather moving in as well. So that's good news.
That is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Tell us about Red Wing and we'll let you go.
Yeah, that's right. This morning's weather is brought to you by Red Wing Shoes. Teresa and the whole crew guaranteed to give you A-plus customer service. And they've got specials going on between now and the end of July, up to 80% off certain footwear. Go over and see Teresa at Red Wing Shoes, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo.
Thanks, Dino.
You bet.
Hey, if you're heading out, make sure you make a stop at Castleton Petroserve USA before you do. We got a little inflation buster. You tell us you stand for the flag. Just had a gentleman stop by, Michael, faithful listener. Said he was at the Jimmy Fallon event, Kev. And he said, I stand for the flag, slapped him a $25 gift card. So a little inflation
My
buster
man.
Will help you with the partial fill anyway. In Joe Biden's America, you don't get a $25 fill, but you know, we'll get you close. So come on by and see us. We're going to talk to the mayor of Castleton, Mike Fout, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. And don't forget, rate the debate. The whole show today is yours. Tell us what you think. Your highlights, your lowlights, and what now? We got a cascade of meltdown going on in Biden world. So lots to cover today on What's on Your Mind. And we're the PetroServe USA in Castleton. Stop by for free car washes, $25 gift card. Just tell us you stand for the flag. We'll see you here. We're going to have some fun today on What's on Your Mind. More after this. 10 before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. We are live at the PetroServe USA in Castleton today. Got a fistful of $25 gift cards. Just had a Vietnam veteran pop in here. Said he loves the show, listens to the show, and said, I stand for the flag. So we slapped the $25 gift card in his hand. Whether you want to browse at this great store, PetroServe USA, just beautiful, or whether you want to use that $25 gift card to take a little pain away at the pump, you can do that as well. So come on by and see us. We'll be here till 11 o'clock today. So come on in this morning. We got a bunch of $25 gift cards. We have car washes. They're giving away a grill today. Grand opening of this beautiful new location in Castleton. Gary Therrelson will be here signing copies of his book. And the mayor is even here, for crying out loud. Mike Fout, the mayor of Castleton. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How long have you been mayor?
I'm in my third year. It's all of a four-year term.
Okay. And you're going to run for re-election?
That's something I will have to talk to my family about to see if that's something we want to do.
What made you run for mayor?
Well, we were actually getting in a local area where my sister-in-law from Minnesota came up, and she said, you seem to know everybody in town. And I said, well, I kind of do know everybody in town. And she's like, why don't you run for mayor? And I put in the first time. I did lose. The second time I put back in, and I ended up winning. They voted me in, and I'm just happy to serve the community.
That's great. What are the things you're most proud of about what's happening in Castleton and the region right now?
I like the growth that we have going on right now. It's not over the top, but yet it's steady. And as long as Castleton can control it, going into the future, it'll help the city.
So what kind of growth are you having?
Well, we're sitting in one location with the PetroServe. Also, a lot of our local businesses here are putting new facades on and really brightening up the city, as well as on the south side of town. We have lots that are open for purchase to put homes on, as well as the north side of town. We have lots that are open to put houses on as well, and more and more businesses are coming to town as we go forward.
Yeah. Talk about the housing boom. What kind of additional housing have you added over the last number of years? Seems like it's exploding out here. The developments just keep growing and growing.
They have been, but a responsible growth. It is a couple houses a year. It's not we're not flying off the handle at 200 houses a year, 150 houses a year, but a couple of houses a year, something that we can handle. I think a few more amenities, and then we're going to slowly start to see that increase. But that again, we got to be ready for that. So we're trying to be proactive towards that, and so we're not. We want to sit in the driver's seat, not in the back seat of the car.
You mentioned there's lots available for building right now.
Yep.
What kind of price ranges are you talking about for lots right now in Castleton?
Boy, everything from 30 to 40, 50,000 somewhere in the lot at the south end of town. The north end of town are a little bit they're a little bit bigger lots. With that, they cost a little bit more as well. But the housing going in on the north end of town is a little higher end as well. Not saying that the south end of town, they're not going to be higher end, but that just seems to be the areas that they keep growing with. I know in some locations in the state, you're getting a $600,000 house next to a $200,000 house or $300,000 house. And that's, you know, that's fine, but it just doesn't help with the demographics and everything. When you have it in certain areas of the town, that helps not only, you know, tax base, but also your neighbors like thinking things of that nature.
Oh, sure. But the lot prices you're talking about, super competitive. I imagine you have a lot of commuters that work somewhere else but live here because they like that small-town life. And you know, when you got a lot price there, your homes are obviously going to be a lot more affordable as well.
Exactly. We do have a lot of commuters, a lot of guys, people, families that travel to Fargo for work. And that's one of the things, one of my goals was to turn Castleton from a commuter area or a sleeping town to a destination town. If we have everything here that you need, you don't need to go to Fargo. You can basically just stay in Castleton. There's plenty of work here. As soon as we get a grocery store, that'll be in town as well. And then we have great gas stations, a school. And that's what we want to work for, is the destination town, not a sleeper town.
Sure. Yeah, exactly right. Any idea how many people live here and work somewhere else?
Oh, boy.
Rough numbers?
Not 100% on that. Probably, I would say, 60, 70% of the town works in Fargo.
Yeah, interesting.
I know more and more. I'm seeing more and more farmers taking up, leaving the farms and coming into town now, which is good to see where they raise their kids. A lot of people that grew up here, went to school here, are coming back now, which is a testament to the people that we have in this town.
That's fantastic. Anything else you want to tell us about this great community?
No, we have a lot going on. A lot going on in the community, a lot to offer. And going forward, I do know that we have our Summerfest days the end of July. Come out and see the car show. We have street dance and everything, and just see kind of what's going on. The walkability of town's great, so you can park basically anywhere and be able to walk anywhere.
Great schools. Yeah, I mean, really a neat community. And by the way, our friends at Tharaldson Ethanol are hiring right now. I think they have four open positions. They start at $70,000 to $80,000 a year. I mean, right outside. So talk about, affordable housing and good-paying jobs. You got a great combo going there.
Well, 100%. Not only Tharaldson Ethanol, but also the soybean plant that's going to be opening up soon. It seems like everywhere is hiring right now. I want to say there's somewhere between 85 and 100 jobs that are open.
What's not to love?
It's a great place to live right now.
Right? Yeah, appreciate it, Mayor. Well, congrats on doing your civic duty and saying, I'm going to step up and I'm going to be mayor of my small town, and I hope you run again.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Good to see you. The mayor of Castleton, Mike Fott, with us today. We're in Castleton at the PetroServe USA location today because they have a grand opening of this beautiful new location. And when you swing on in, if you're coming in off the interstate, you got to come into town, right? So you won't miss it once you get to downtown. You can't miss the location. Big, giant new car wash there, and the store is fantastic. So just stop by and tell us, I stand for the flag, and we're going to slap a $25 gift card in your hand today on us. And you can register for the other prizes that are happening as well. What'd you say, Kev?
I was just going to say Castleton has a great little airport, too. And just a shout-out to our dear friend who passed away, Jim Maroney, Fang. I used to have his own hangar and his own airspace out in Castleton back in the day. And got to take a ride with Jim a couple of times over Castleton. It was awesome.
Yeah, good shout-out, because one of those legends that comes from Castleton. And a few governors, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Can't forget that, yeah. Governor Burgum kind of messed it up with Arthur, but, Arthur's
that
kind of a suburb of Castleton anyway, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a suburb. All right, your chance to rate the debate when we come back on What's On Your Mind, live from PetroServe USA in Castleton. Don't go away. Live and direct from Castleton today. We are at PetroServe USA serving up some free $25 gift cards. What do you think of that? All you have to do is tell us, you stand for the flag. A couple of great veterans in here already this morning, folks stopping by. There's a grand opening going on at this beautiful new Castleton location of PetroServe USA. And there's lots of giveaways today. I have a whole bunch of goodies to give away today, including, by the way, PetroServe USA car washes. As I mentioned, the gift cards. There's other things going on as well. Here's a gentleman just stopped by and wanted to tell us something. What do you want to say, sir?
I stand for the flag.
One more time?
I stand for the flag.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Yes. We have a little prize for you.
I'm sorry?
We have a little gift for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, for the flag. Exactly
great.
Right.
Well, I'm glad I stopped in here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a great place, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
It's a beautiful place here.
Great,
yeah.
Great addition to the community.
It is, yes.
Yep, exactly.
I listened to the mayor on, and he had some good words to say about Castleton, and that's great. Great community.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Do you know any good wineries around here?
Yeah, I happen to know one. It's called Red Trail Vineyard out of Buffalo.
Yeah. Not too far down the road.
It is. And tonight we have T-Bone Steaks. Now, this is by reservation, so we're full, just to let you know. So there's no room for you tonight. But
There'll be another one.
There'll be another one, yeah.
I love it. Well, yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah, great.
Thanks so much. You bet. All right. Anyway, lots to talk about today, obviously, with the meltdown of Joe Biden last night. I honestly didn't see anything different from Joe Biden last night that we haven't seen repeatedly over the last 3.5 years. So I'm amused by this meltdown on the left that, oh, my gosh, this is horrible, this is terrible, and oh, you know. It's almost like they were waiting for the moment where they finally could clear their conscience or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I want your take as well. And if you're a first-time caller today, how about this? You'll get a $25 gift card from PetroServe USA as well. We'll leave it for you at our studios. So we'll do that as well. If you're a first-time caller, that's the rule. You rate the debate at 701-271-1100. Give us a call, 701-271-1100. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, standing by. One of the reasons we're at PetroServe USA in Castleton today is a lot of folks are heading out for the holiday week and making a whole full week of it. So tell us what we can expect weather-wise there all across the region, Dino.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scotty. Today is going to be kind of a breezy day across much of the state. With highs in the 70s to low 80s across much of the state. Now, there's a storm system moving out of Montana. That is going to spark off some afternoon showers and storms in the far west, and those will race east overnight. And they'll be in the valley by midnight. So showers and storms racing from west to east, non-severe, so that's good news there. And then behind that system is going to lead to a chilly Saturday. For this time of the year, it's going to be breezy across the entire state with highs in the 60s statewide on Saturday. Now, it will be dry, but those winds are going to be out of the north-northwest at about 15 to 25. Sunday, much, much better. High pressure builds in across the state, and that will lead to highs in the 70s in the central and east with light winds. And in the far west, 80s. Will be common, and it'll be breezy out west with those winds picking up out of the south and some late-day storms possible out in the western part of the state on Sunday. So not the best of weekends, Sunday being the pick day across the entire state compared to Saturday. And next week looks a little unsettled statewide with temperatures generally in the 70s and 80s, so not too bad. If you're waiting for the true summer heat, it looks like that will start to build in slowly, but it'll start to build in the weekend of the 4th, so that would be the 6th and 7th, and then really take over that following week. So if you're really looking for that true heat, that true summer heat, it'll start to build in the weekend of the 4th, and then really kind of take a hold as we head into that following week.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Good rundown on what you can expect there weather-wise. And if you're heading out anywhere near I-94, the Castleton exit, come on in. Come into town. You'll see PetroServe USA. Stop and see us. Tell us you stand for the flag, and we'll get you a $25 gift card. And don't forget, we're going to give you a 3-pack of car washes as well. That's right. 3 free car washes with every person that tells us I stand for the flag. And you can register for lots of other goodies as well. All right, let's rate the debate. What'd you think? I want to hear from our fine listeners, 701-271-1100. Barry is up first here. It's 701-271-1100. Are you a first-time caller, Barry?
No, I wish, but that's okay, too. Anyway.
We love our regulars, but we love the newbies as well, so we got a little prize for first-time callers today. Anyway, go ahead. What's on your mind, Barry?
Well, that debate was a debacle last night. You couldn't even understand that guy, and he's running our country. You got to be kidding. It's just ridiculous, and he lied about so many things, and now he's calling Trump a liar. And he can do all the fact-checking on Trump he wants, but he'll find that he's telling the truth on everything. It's just a debacle on that side. And you know, I think what their plan is... Oops, go ahead.
No, keep going.
I think what their plan is to get him elected again, and then he'll probably die in office, and Kamala will be the next president. And I think that's what their plan is. I don't know.
You raise a good point at the beginning of your comments, Barry, about just set partisan politics aside for a second, whether you're for Trump or whether you're for Biden or, you know, whatever dog you have in this hunt. What do you think our adversaries thought about that last night? That, as you say, this man is supposedly leading this country, supposedly president of the United States. Do you think one, you know, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin type, you know, the mullahs in Iran, you think they're going, oh, boy, at the United States of America, they scare me to death. I mean, it's again, trying to set the partisan part of this aside, this is bad for America. This is bad for our country.
Yeah, it is, and I think what they think is that they got 4 months to do anything they want against the U.S. before someone else gets elected. That's what I think.
Great point.
Because they have the weakest president ever to do that with.
Right to debate. Your highlights, your lowlights, anything you want to mention? My entertainment has been, I don't know if you've done this, Kevin, by entertainment the last few hours since the debate has been watching MSNBC and CNN.
No, I don't. I don't partake.
I normally don't do it. You know, I heard one classic line earlier this morning. Trump lied, but Biden was slightly misleading.
I mean,
the games they play, but they are in meltdown mode. I mean, it's actually entertaining. And we have some clips. We have some clips to share with you.
One of Joe's, Kay is on the line too. We got to get to her first. But one of the things that clearly he had in his brain, in his script, in his mind of his lines was that every time Trump says something in one way or another, say it's a lie. That's a lie. That's malarkey. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Good point. That's all. Yep.
Every time he came back to him, that's just a lie. Well, prove it.
Kay, you're next on What's on Your Mind, one of our fine Minnesota listeners. Hi, Kay.
Hey, good morning, guys. The, you know, the deep state needed a schlub that they could manipulate, and now the gig is up. They can't do it anymore because he's fallen. He's just fallen out of the bag now. Another thing, we were kind of had some entertainment last night during the debate. We were just amazed at how long that guy, Biden, could keep his eyes open without blinking. Go back
right.
And take a look. It's incredible.
Which
he
says
he is singularly talented in that respect.
But I think that's probably the product of some pharmaceutical, you know, same thing happened at the State of the Union. But it whatever they gave him, it wasn't enough, obviously. Right, Kay?
Exactly.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, sir, I'm not. I listen to you folks, but I'm not a first time.
We have such an honest audience. Such an honest audience. Thank you, Kay. Appreciate you very much. 701-271-1100. Texter says, I understood every word that Trump said. Biden, not so much. A lot of lies and hoaxes about Trump have debunked lately, including Charlottesville. He brought up Charlottesville. Biden did. I mean, and again, that had just been debunked by Snopes, for crying out loud. And even the folks on the left had to say that that's not true. I couldn't believe that he thought he was going to get by with that one. Not smart. Diane, you're next at 701-271-1100. After a short break, live from PetroServe USA in Castleton, you tell us, I stand for the flag, and we'll slap a $25 gift card in your hand. Our inflation buster today will give you the first 25 bucks on your fill or anything else you want to do, a little shopping spree on us, and a three-pack of PetroServe USA car washes, and they've got a dandy here in Castleton. Great car wash. More after this. Don't go away. Kev, you see that clip I have in Slack of Nicole Wallace? One of MSNBC's finest.
Oh, yeah.
this was kind of the first sign that it was going to be a really, really, really bad night for Joe Biden. This was her commentary. Listen to this.
Hold on. I got to find it. No, hold on. We want the Nicole Wallace one. You got to give me a minute on these, brother.
Just wait. We'll come back to it in a minute.
We'll go to it in a minute. Okay.
We're going to play a clip every time we come back
because
there's so many of them. We're just going to play them when we come back. So you just pick them, Kev. Let's go to some first-time callers at 701-271-1100. Diane, what's on your mind? Rate the debate.
Hi, Scott. I stand for the flag, and I am a first-time caller. The debate was, I guess, kind of what I would have thought it would have been. It was okay. It got kind of, I don't know, to me it seemed like a little boring, you know, the same thing that you'd always hear. I want to say that I love to watch or listen to Steve Hallstrom's show, 46. And the other thing about the debate, a question came up, and I wonder if everyone just knows the answer or if this is a question other people have. If they, put in someone in for the presidency, we wonder if Obama could run again.
No, he can't. Thanks to something called the Constitution, they care about what the Constitution says. Joe Biden proves that every day with his crazy executive orders that are being pushed back in the courts. But there's certainly talk of, if not Joe, who? That's going on right now. Diane, I'm going to leave a $25 gift card for you at our front desk, 2852 Thunder Road. It'll be there after 12 noon today. I appreciate you calling so much. Other first-time callers waiting to get in here at 701. Thanks, Diane. Glad you're listening. Appreciate it. Thanks for the shout-out on the Steve Hallstrom Show, too, our newest program. If you haven't caught it yet, do it. 4 to 6 right here on the flag. All right, we got a couple of gentlemen here that want to tell me something. Let's see. What's your name?
My name's Bo.
Hey, Bo, what do you want to tell me?
I stand by the flag.
You stand for the flag. I love it. What's your name?
Owen.
Owen?
I stand for the flag.
How old are you?
11.
How about you?
11.
All right. Are you guys related?
No. We're in the same grade.
You're in the same grade. I love it. Well, that's wonderful. We have a $25 gift card for you. Can you find some things to use for a $25 gift card from PetroServe USA?
A car wash for my mom.
Oh, we got a 3-pack of car washes and a gift card for each of you. So there you go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by. That's fantastic. Tell us you stand for the flag. We're going to give you a $25 gift card today from PetroServe USA celebrating their grand opening. Dean, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Rating the debate last night, 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, good morning there, Scott, up here, first-time caller up here in Grand Forks. That debate last night, the look on Biden's face was just absolutely scary. The stares that he gave was just amazing. We were just laughing. We couldn't help ourselves. But now, do you think something's going to happen at the Democratic convention? Do you think they're going to do a switcheroony with the with what they've seen, how Biden behaved last night?
Yeah, I think.
You want me to take this one?
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
Buddy.
I think it'll happen before the convention, though. I think what's going to, I mean, this crescendo that happened last night, and again, it's so phony, it makes me sick. There's nothing new that we saw from Joe Biden last night. Nothing new. None of that was anything different than anything we've seen many, many times. And now these guys get a conscience? Now the left is saying, oh, that was terrible, that was awful. Where you been? Where have you been for 3.5 years? So it's so phony, it's ridiculous. But I think the answer to your question is this. Here's my answer, Kevin. You give yours. The next 48 hours are going to be very crucial because either they're going to calm this or it's going to be an inferno. And if it's an inferno, I think he steps down well before the convention and they get their heir apparent. But they, again, have to throw Kamala Harris under the bus. So this is going to be a food fight of all food fights in the political world amongst the Democrats and the Bidens. And I don't think anything could be better for a Trump victory than that, because they are now in meltdown mode.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of scary to see actually what's going to happen. Do you ever think they're going to pull the guy out of California, Newsom? Do you ever think that would be an issue?
He's Kev's pick, isn't it? Isn't that your pick, Kev? Kev,
well, Dino, here's my vibe, buddy. The convention comes up in Chicago in August, I think the 19th.
Right.
So within 2 to 3 weeks, they're going to make a statement. Joe's going to come out and make a statement, or they'll make a statement on his behalf that due to the stress, et cetera, although he is willing to finish out his term, and he will do it as just, he'll go to day to day for the next 4 months. We'll have to deal with that because he's not going to resign it. He's going to say, I'm just not going to run again. Because then we'd get Harris, and there'd be a whole new dynamic to it. But if he's not running again, but he's going to finish his term, now the delegates play in, and they're going to bring in Newsom or whoever. The big question is, do they do this before or after the convention? I say now they're going to do it before, because everybody's on board with it now.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm thinking they're going to do this. Going to be a little switcheroony going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
Dean,
absolutely.
Appreciate your call very much. I got your name on a $25 gift card. Being a first-time caller, you stop by our studios next time you're through Fargo. It'll be waiting for you at our front desk, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to Ross next, another first-time caller. We love first-time listeners. First-time callers, rather, long-time listeners, 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Ross. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Long-time listener, first-time caller. You know, everybody's fighting to get Biden out of there. I think he is the most capable person of getting beaten other than Kamala. And we'd probably be better off just keeping your mouth shut, just trying to pump him up. Oh, he was wonderful last night because, to be honest, he was way better than I ever thought he could be. I'm not saying he put complete sentences together, but he had enough words together to make a little sense once in a while. And I just feel like he's going to be a lot easier to beat than a Gavin Newsom. Or, you know, as weird as people say, Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey's name's been in there, things like that. I think some people are so lost that they might rather vote for somebody like that than Trump because they just have Trump derangement syndrome, that anybody but Trump they might vote for. Other than when you see Biden, in that state, he can't go on. And I think there's enough people who are liberal enough to realize, hey, look, this can't happen. I'm not voting for Trump, but I'm just not going to vote for Biden. Just don't show up. Probably the best case scenario for this conservative party, rather than try to run Biden out and get somebody with a face and a name that, oh, I'm going to vote for John Bon Jovi or whoever because I recognize the name. He's not senile.
Hey, Ross, your take was the same as mine. I actually thought when I got to the end of that debate, after watching every second of it, I said, Biden did a good enough job that, you know, it's going to be, oh, look at, he took it to Trump, called him a liar, I actually thought it was a decent enough performance that he'd have been fine, that they would have just done their usual spin. But I'm flabbergasted at this blowback, because obviously they're using this opportunity, and there's some palace intrigue that, you know, the Obamas
absolutely
were behind the June earliest debate we've ever had before the convention, setting him up for failure, some of that. But I honestly, I thought the same thing. I didn't think he was really any worse than he is at any given time up on a stage, you know, wandering around or whatever. I mean, I thought he had a performance that would have been judged well enough to continue to fight another day. But boy, was I wrong.
Just a quick question. Did either of you guys think that as fast as he was talking and saying those lines was organic?
What do you mean?
No.
You
think
he was talking so fast because he had to get through his lines.
But he did for the most part. He got his kind of talking points out there. I mean, he only froze up like once, really, really bad. But again, I think it's conscience time now for the left. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
There you go.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. We are in Castleton today, PetroServe USA. If you come in for lunch, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, they have lasagna today. West Fargo, West Main Avenue, lasagna with garlic toast or Salisbury steak today. 45th Street location in Fargo has chicken and gravy. 12th Avenue and I-29, chipped beef. My goodness. Downtown Fargo, tater tot hot dish. You hungry yet? Valley City, cheesy potatoes with beef. Wahpeton has Sloppy Joe's. Glendon has beefy noodles today. Swedish meatballs in Yulin. Just keeps getting better. That's right. What do they got in Ada today? Cheeseburger, mac and cheese. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience on What's on Your Mind. A couple folks here want to tell us something. I don't know what they want to tell us, but what's your name, ma'am? What's your name?
Liddy.
Hi, Liddy. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
5.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Oh, you're doing a wonderful job. What did you want to tell us? What do you stand for?
The flag.
The flag. Yes, you do. The good old flag, American glory. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. How about you?
Beauty.
I stand for the flag.
How old are you?
8.
8. Good job. Good job. Good job. I love it. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you very much. Other folks waiting here as well to tell us they stand for the flag. We love it. We're at PetroServe USA in Castleton today. I have a special guest to talk a little bit about this beautiful new location of PetroServe USA, where we're having fun in Castleton today. But let me go to the caller that's been waiting the longest. Is that Mark?
Yep, Mark.
Mark, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
No, I just wanted to call and say that I stand with the flag. And I'm a first-time caller.
God bless you. Watched the debate last night?
I did not. I needed to be in bed by 7, so I had to go to bed. But I've been listening to a lot of commentary this morning, and it sounded pretty good for Trump.
Bad night for Biden, good night for Trump. I think that's a fair analysis. You didn't even need to watch it. You've got it all figured out, Mark. Appreciate you very much. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I want to chat with John Hale for a moment here. John Hale, rather. Hale, right?
Yep.
Yep. Who is a board member for PetroServe USA. In the meantime, by the way, 701-271-1100, our telephone number. Everybody rating the debate today, what you liked, what you didn't like, highlights, lowlights, what now, anything you want to talk about, you give us a call at 701-271-1100. So, John Hale is actually the secretary of the board of directors of PetroServe USA, and we're in a beautiful new location here in Castleton. Thanks for joining us, John. How are you?
You bet. I'm doing well this morning.
Tell me a little bit about you're from Amenia?
Yeah, so I farm near Amenia, in between Amenia and Arthur, and grew up on a family farm, so still farm. My father just retired recently, so I still farm with my uncle, and we make it work up there.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you got enough rain now? You're good on rain?
We are good on rain for quite a while, yes. I think that is the sentiment from just about everybody. And just talking with some farmers from around the area, you know, feeling pretty fortunate. We got some rain last night, but not quite as much as some of the surrounding areas. So
yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
What do you kind of crops you plant?
Right. So we grow wheat, sugar beets, corn, and soybeans.
Any of your corn go to the Tharaldson ethanol plant next door here?
Yep. So some of our corn goes there. Some of it goes to Maple River Grain, and yeah, just like with our beans. So a lot of our beans will either go to Arthur Companies or Maple River Grain, and now we're going to have NDSP just west of Castleton, so it's nice to have some competition and multiple places to go with our crop.
No kidding. That is really going to be a boom, and this is really the epicenter of it here in Castleton. Talk about the growth of PetroServe USA. Amazing. Wahpeton's next, but obviously this store, Harwood, the Valley City store is booming. Talk a little bit about the growth of PetroServe USA.
Right. So PetroServe USA started when Castleton Farmers Union and Moorhead Farmers Union joined back in the late 90s, and since then we've expanded not just geographically, but also just with our product line, you know, looking around this store, having hot food options, having lots of things within inside the store. So we're expanding geographically with stores in lots of different towns, but we're also expanding in what we can offer to those places, right? And so this is a huge asset to the city of Castleton, having the amenities that this store can now offer versus what our store, you know, used to be. So when we can find, especially those small town niche markets where, hey, they may not have a hot spot to go for lunch or breakfast, well, we can help provide some of that and grow with those small towns.
And we every day talk about the specials that are on at all the area stores, from, you know, Little Ada to Euland to, you know, I mean, it's pretty amazing, the footprint of PetroServe USA. Talk about what's next in Wahpeton.
Okay, so yeah, if you're looking around the store and you like what you see, our Wahpeton store is going to be very similar. So if you had been there in the past, it was a very, very small convenience store. So it's hard to offer the hot food options. It's hard to offer the convenience products that that we offer in our larger stores. And so we're very excited for that to open up because it's at a great location in a, you know, wonderful city of Wahpeton. And so to have a store that fits, you know, where the store to be what it should be for that location is going to be a really great thing.
In any PetroServe USA store you walk into, you're an owner. You can
right.
You're a co-op, right?
Yep.
Folks can sign up at any location.
That's right. As a co-op, all of our profits go back to our owners, and which is anybody that signs up to be one, right? So if you haven't yet, sign yourself up and become one of our owners and grow with us.
Yeah, exactly right. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, thank you for being here this morning. I really do appreciate it. And PetroServe USA stands with the flag.
We appreciate you and appreciate the good partnership we have with PetroServe USA. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
One of the board members of PetroServe USA, that's John Hale, joining us today, 22 before the top of the hour. Let's go to Phil. Phil, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I just want to give you my opinion on the debate last night. I would say it's the Emperor wearing no clothes moment. And what concerns me more than anything is that this man has been had questions about his cognitive impairment for 4 years. It's been covered up by his staff, by the media. And this is very, very critical. And the question is, who has been in charge? It's obviously not him. Is it Tony Blinken in charge of foreign policy, which is a scary thought? And you know very well that our enemies are aware of this, and that wasn't just aware last night to them. They've been aware of this for some time. So, and the other thing, the last point I'd make is this. When someone says these are Biden policies, they are not. These are Democratic policies. And so if Biden's gone, they will continue the same policies, and that's critical that that be stopped.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, good points, Phil. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 701-271-1100. I think the most egregious thing that Biden did, because you look at Biden's career in the Senate, this was a pro-life Democrat, right? I mean, if you look at the evolution of Joe Biden's belief set from the time that he first entered politics until now, he's just a chameleon. He's just
always
a vessel.
Yep, he's always in the wind.
He's a vessel, and he had to throw Bernie Sanders under the bus to get the nomination in 2020. So he said, tell you what, I'll do all of your extreme agenda. So all the climate hoax, economy-wrecking policies of Bernie Sanders became Joe Biden's policies. He adopted the extreme, ridiculous, infanticide policies of the Democratic Party as well. So, you know, he's a vessel. He's a vessel for other folks. Let's see here. Matt is next. Matt, you're up on What's On Your Mind at 701-271-1100.
Hey, Scott. I just had a couple of things here. The first one is PetroServe USA. Honestly, I think probably my favorite sponsorship of the show. I go to the 12th and I-29 one a lot, like the one in Harwood. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at your local PetroServe USA. But in terms of last night's debate, you know, I will be honest with you. I do bleed more blue than I do red. I am kind of leaning to be a Biden supporter. Did vote for him in the last election. I think we have to be realistic, though, in the sense of we are voting not just for the candidate, but also for the cabinet positions. And his cabinet positions had a lot more, are a lot less turnover, I should say. I mean, his VP is still running with them. He's still got the same VP. Mike Pence won't even endorse Trump. I mean, I will be fair. If you look back at the 2012 vice presidential debates, Biden's completely different. I mean, age shows on him. But, I mean, at the same time, I think that, you know, the Democratic Party in 2020, they should have just taken a look and said, we're not running this dude for another term. But that's just the position that we're in. I didn't love his performance last night. I don't think it was maybe as bad as it was made out to be. It wasn't great. I thought that the little end about, you know, quipping about golf was pretty sad, really, for both of them.
that was a really bizarre moment. Arguing over their handicaps and everything else. I mean, yeah, appreciate that very much. Thanks for your call, and also appreciate the fact that you're a customer of PetroServe USA and listener of the program. Appreciate you very much. And all opinions are welcome here. Blue, red, green, yellow. Bring them on What's On Your Mind. All right. Who's next? Kurt, did you say? No, Steve.
Nope. Kurt is.
Kurt is next. All right.
Man,
on What's
Kurt.
On Your Mind. Go ahead.
First time caller. Hey, Kurt.
First time caller right here.
Hey. Good to talk to you guys. Really quick. It's hard to come up after the 8-year-old Republican. She was great. I obviously, after the debates, turned it right to MSNBC and CNN because I always like comedy, sort of like listening to Joel Heitkamp. But anyway, why all of a sudden they're all admitting it? Oh, yeah, there's something wrong. Oh, his abilities have really – didn't they see this a year ago, 6 months ago? I think somebody said there's a conspiracy, like this was their – way they were going to pull him out and put somebody else in. I almost think that's true because I'm like, what do? You guys are still pushing. Well, jumping Joe Scarborough is still sort of pushing because they say, oh, he can govern even though he can't speak. So that was my take on it. The debate was fine. Biden, actually, I thought he did better than he would. I thought he'd freeze up more.
I did too. So, that's why this is so bizarre.
He got through it.
He did. I thought the headline was going to be, "Hey, he hit him on all those points. He took all the usual spin." I couldn't agree with you anymore. I'm flabbergasted that they're in meltdown mode. The only thing I can think of is they just were waiting for this moment to finally grow a conscience. You know?
This is part of the plan, dude. They knew that no matter what. And you're right. He didn't do that bad. But they make no matter how he did, he's going under the bus, man. So that's it.
Kurt,
well,
your first...
one of the first people says, well, I guess we can't spin this. And I'm like, what? Holy crap, you guys. They were throwing up their hands. And as the night went on, they started spinning it more and more, but which I expected because, of course, you're going to have Soros calling in and telling them, hey, we can't do this. But I'm sorry. It was great. And thank you for Randy's Restaurant for inviting Fox. Unbelievable. I hear there's people calling in and complaining. That sucks.
Yeah, well,
I love
not,
it.
Not
I'm
surprised.
Gonna be there.
But going to be a good time. West Fargo, Randy's Diner with Fox and Friends on Monday.
This has been, quite frankly, a car accident in slow motion that we've seen over and building and questioning it. And, you know, as has been pointed out, Joe Biden sought this debate at this remarkably early time because he knew he was losing and he needed to change the narrative. And he did change the narrative.
When Chris Wallace is throwing you under the bus, it's a bad night.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
Hey, by the way, a huge Supreme Court decision just handed down, and I can't emphasize enough how important this is for North Dakota because the Supreme Court has pared back federal regulatory power. This is the Chevron case we've been talking about, and it in a nutshell – we'll be talking more about this next week because, again, this is really, really big. But there was a quote-unquote precedent back in the 80s that said, you know, the courts should defer to the agencies and their interpretations of the Constitution or their regulatory power. And, of course, that's been abused again and again and again. So the court's saying, no, you can't do that, EPA. You can't do that, Fish and Wildlife. You can't do that anymore. This is huge, and it was 6-3. So that's a big one. Other decisions coming out, too. Haven't seen anything on the Trump ones yet, but there's more decisions coming on Monday. All right, Steve and a Steve waiting up next on the program. Somebody's here to tell us they stand for the flag.
Hey. I'm Keith Gordis. I'm running for the Cass County Commission, Division District 5, and the rural area. So just wanted to say that this is probably what the picture of the economic climate we're in, what these PetroServe guys have done in Castleton, a nice facility. And
rural Cass County's doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, the outside, you know, we're really working hard. Or this is good to have this presence here.
It sure is.
Yep.
Thanks so much for stopping by and saying
you
hi.
You bet.
Yeah, appreciate it. Tell us your name again.
Keith Gordis.
Keith will be on the ballot for those folks that live in District
5.
5, okay, got it. Thanks
well,
so much.
Whole county votes.
Yeah, the Colt.
So
yeah.
It's Cass County.
But you'll be the District 5 rep. Yeah, got it.
Well, going to work hard at it.
Yeah, good for you. Go get them.
Okay.
All right, we think positive around here. 9 before the top of the hour. We're at PetroServe USA in Castleton today. If you stop by and say hi, $25 gift card slapped in your hand of the 3-pack of PetroServe USA car washes. Well, the premium car washes, the platinum, are yours. If you stop by and see us at Castleton today, PetroServe USA. Steve, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, great show. I just wanted to comment on the debate last night, and I thought it was an absolute complete dumpster fire for Joe Biden right out of the chute. He looked like he was lost. He got tangled up in his comments, and it just kept going on and on and on like that the whole night. And I thought the setup for the debate kind of helped Trump a little bit. I thought he looked disciplined and looked good up there. Joe Biden's facial expressions were kind of odd. Kind of
oh
strange,
my gosh!
You know?
Like an empty vessel, just, and that mouth hanging open, you know, and like staring off into space. It was just a bad look.
It was just very very odd. And I think what they're going to have now that this is going on with the press melting down and trying to get him out, the likes of Jill Biden and all the people in the White House that enjoy power are going to fight. They like this power. They like having the spotlight. They like making the decisions. And if they get somebody else in there, who knows who's going to be running things. So I don't think this fight is over.
I agree with you. There will be a strong rift between Team Obama, which has been trying to do a lot of this subtly and behind the scenes, right? Biden came out last week and said he was anxious about the election in November. You know, little subtle things here and there, but Biden's aren't going to go away quietly. You're exactly right. No. There's no doubt about
will.
It.
Yeah, they will. They're told what to do, and they will do what they're told. Period.
I think if that had been the case, he wouldn't have run again. I just think that the fact that he ran again is they're doubling down and they want the power. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of Jill Biden, there was a leaked clip of her literally helping him walk down the stairs from the debate stage. Looked like, you know, a grandchild helping a grandfather down. It's unbelievable. Another Steve waiting at 701-271-1100. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Hey, guys. Dumpster fire is a compliment. That was a train wreck into a dumpster fire followed by a plane crash. I mean, unbelievable. The sad part is, well, a couple of things that just amazed me. I thought CNN would have given him all of the questions in advance and he would have just, you know, was memorizing, would have repeated them. They didn't. They were so fair. It was unbelievable. That split screen was devastating for Biden with those facial expressions. The scary part is he really in a Situation Room making decisions on national security things? If he is, that's treasonous. And if he isn't, then who the heck is pulling the switches at the White House? Because that dude isn't. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, chief of staff. I couldn't agree with you anymore, Steve. You got to wonder who is running the show. You've said for some time, Kevin, you don't think he is. I think there is a Obama-Biden rift, and you're going to see that really emerge. And I think this early debate was exactly what Obama wanted. And so the fight is on, but I agree. I don't think the Bidens give up easily. What were you going to say, Kev?
I was just going to say Grant is on too, but we're going into the break.
Steve, appreciate your call. Thanks a lot, Grant. We'll get to you when we come back. Another hour of your chance to rate the debate. Tell us what you think and what you make of the reaction to it. The Biden lovers have finally found a conscience. Wow, that was terrible. Yeah, just like the last 3.5 years. We're at PetroServe USA in Castleton. More coming up.
That said, I, too, was on the phone throughout much of the debate with Obama world people, with Democrats, with people who are political operatives, with campaign operatives. My phone really never stopped buzzing throughout. And the universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
Somewhere approaching panic.
Joy Reid, somewhere approaching panic. Wasn't this a woman 2 weeks ago that was saying how sharp he was and everybody's just a liar that thinks otherwise?
This is too big of a... I mean, you couldn't engineer a controversy like this, but I don't get it, because what we saw last night on the debate stage from Joe Biden was nothing different than we've seen again and again and again and again.
Right.
We could take the entire 2.5 hours of this show and play you example after example that are worse than what they saw last night. So why do you think now, all in unison, I mean everywhere, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, even Kamala Harris had to say, oh, he had a slow start. She couldn't even make it positive. What is going on?
What do you think?
They've been waiting for this moment, you think, to come
well,
clean?
Because this is the fourth quarter. You can't run fourth quarter, end of the game plays until you get to the fourth quarter.
There's strategies
throughout the game. So this is that they're all on. But no matter, that's what I said earlier, no matter how good he did, they were still going to come out with this. They were still going to come out this way.
So the Democrats and their propaganda media arm have all known that this was a total disaster and have been lying.
Yep.
Haven't
you seen the videos of all
carrying water for no reason?
Yep.
And now they're coming clean.
Yep. All the affiliates get all the same talking points. They say it all the same way. Didn't matter. All the networks got the same talk, same thing. Listen, this is the true beginning of the end.
So much going on today. The Supreme Court has come up with some decisions. Another one, by the way, on that case that applied to the January 6th protesters, where, like they did with Donald Trump in New York, they found some obscure law about obstructing a federal process or whatever for the January 6th protesters and put many of them in jail using that statute. And the Supreme Court said, you can't do that. you didn't apply the law there properly. So big pushback there, and there's others that are still coming out. We'll try and keep track of that. As I say, for North Dakota, the Chevron case is epic, unbelievable, a huge check on the power. And by the way, let me say this. Thank you, Donald Trump. Every time one of these Supreme Court decisions come out and we see a check on the blob, the deep state, the bureaucracy, you have to say thank you, Donald Trump, for putting those justices on the court. Because if there's a Biden administration or a Gavin Newsom administration or a Trump administration, this is a big blowback to the overreach of government that they do, and it's now settled law. It is in the court. So can't emphasize that enough. And we serve in beautiful Castleton, North Dakota. Let me tell you just a little bit about what's going on right now as I look over here. Folks are enjoying themselves, having a cup of coffee. Many people already have come up and told us they stand for the flag. And by the way, when you do that, I have a fistful of $25 gift cards from PetroServe USA and a three-pack of PetroServe USA car washes simply for stopping and seeing us here at the PetroServe USA in Castleton and saying, I stand for the flag. Also, if you're a first-time caller, today, 701-271-1100, first-time caller, same thing, $25 PetroServe USA gift card and a three-pack of car washes. And Gary Thurlton is here signing copies of his book. Gary grew up not far from here in Daisy, North Dakota. We're going to chat with him a little later on in the program as well. And all you do is tell us you stand for the flag. You got a free $25 gift card from PetroServe USA. We're in Castleton today. Let's get back to your calls. Rate the debate. Who won? Who lost? Highlights, lowlights? Lay it on us at 701-271-1100. Could we take a live broadcast of The View today? Cab, when does The View start? I don't even know when it airs.
No,
but
I believe that's against the law.
I would love to be a mouse in the corner with that decrepit crew.
I can tell you what they're going to say. They're going to say it was awful. They're going to say it was terrible. It may be time for him to go.
They're going to
join like everybody else is.
They're going to join the pylon, you think, huh?
Absolutely.
It's time. Everybody got the memo, I guess. Yeah. Let's go to Grant. Grant, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Give us your take on last night's debate.
Hey, good morning. When the bar is so low and he couldn't even step over it, needs assistance to get in the vehicle, down the steps, all that. It's everything we've known. It just went on finally, the ABC, the CNN, where the national media couldn't hide him anymore. And the low-informed voter, or the one that wants to dilly-dally around on the fence all the time, like, well, and passes judgment and wants to give them all the time. You can't do that. And when Trump's there and they go, well, you know, his cabinet shook up so much. Well, that's how business is done. Anything that's had to make payroll, they can make decisions like that. Because when something isn't working, you have to change it. And that's what's good about Trump. He's changing things that he said he was going to do rather than keep going with the deep state thought and mindset. And that's why we have the situation we're in. The deep state still wants to keep in. I think somehow Kevin and you are all on the same track, okay, where they want to pull Biden, but I think he still knows he's the man. And he ain't going to go. He's going to go.
This is going to be a fight. I'm not with Kev on this. Kev thinks it's exit stage left. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Look, there's been plenty of opportunities for him to say, look at all I've accomplished in these 4 years. Look at this infrastructure bill and the Inflation Reduction Act and all the bipartisan legislation I got done. I've done more in 4 years than most presidents do in eight. I'm done. You know, I'm not going to run again. Could have said that. After the Hunter Biden conviction, could have said too hard on the family. This is too hard. Here's my exit. There's been many opportunities for an off ramp. They've not taken it. What makes you think that he's going to take it now? I believe the next 48 hours are super crucial on that point. Super crucial. Because if this pylon continues, then they're going to have a hard time. But he's not going to go quietly. I couldn't agree anymore, Grant.
One more thing, Seth, before I'm done. You know, we all think, and I think he is getting juiced up, and they just can't make it work anymore. Let's just say the CIA gets the different doctor in there, and all of a sudden Joe Biden with his decrepit stuff, and we'll reference this debate that, you know, he just wasn't doing good, and he went to sleep. And then here comes the parade for the next round. Just saying.
It's
too easy to do.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate your call. Sean, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 701-271-1100. First-time caller, Sean, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, it's all part of the plan. People need to start thinking a little bit differently. This is all orchestrated. There's no one in meltdown. This has been in the works for 6 months. You could tell right away on CNN's after show. They all were reading from the script. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, it's not too late. We can get somebody else. You know, people need to wake up and realize this is all part of the plan. Stop having a knee-jerk Fox News reaction. Get on some alternative media, figure out what's really going on. You know, they'll try. It'll be Newsom Whitmer, meet the new Bolsheviks, same as the old Bolsheviks.
Sean, I've been saying the same thing, brother. We're one of a kind. One of a kind.
Hey,
my
yeah,
man.
You know what's going on. Just get these boomers on the same page as you, Kevin. Wake up, Sean.
One last question for you. How do they throw Kamala under the bus as well?
They just do it.
Kamala is inconsequential. She's an idiot. Nobody cares about her. What do they owe her? Nothing. She'll disappear.
What you talking right about? Where she is.
She is. I mean, her approval rating, everything is in the tank. It's terrible, except with Black Americans. She got a lot of credibility with the Black crowd, and I'm telling you, they are going to have consequences to throwing her under the bus as well. I pop some popcorn. Let's find out how they do it. But
right, yep.
That's the one roadblock that I see. Very difficult, shark-filled waters there. Let's go to Jim in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Jim, lay it on us.
Yeah, Jim in Moorhead, but that's okay.
Hey, Jim.
The whole idea that this was a shock to the Democrats, like Sean just said, this has been brewing for at least 6 months. They see the same stories we see. They see the same mishaps, falling up the stairs and falling off his bike. And I mean, he's just lucky he didn't have an ice cream cone because it would have been smashed in his face. And, you know, this has just been going on too long. This is all orchestrated. There's nothing that they do on that side that isn't orchestrated. They think things through way too much. And to be shocked by it, just no, not going to happen.
Thanks,
so,
Jim. Appreciate
anyway,
it.
Anyway, you bet. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling. You too. 701-271-1100. Love the take of this great audience. Thank you very much. Texture says, Biden's will go quietly. Remember, the Democrats have Hunter's future in their hands, jail or no jail. All right, more coming up.
And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention, and there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden, and it's personally painful for a lot of people. It's not just panic, it's pain of what we saw tonight.
Yeah, he also said that he considers Joe Biden a very close friend. Sounds like it, doesn't it?
That's my bumper choice for Van Jones and Big Joe. A little, you're my best friend, but you got to say goodbye now. Bye,
oh,
Joe.
It.
Bye.
Can't get enough of it. I should take a couple of texts here. 701-271-1100. If you're a first-time caller, let Kev know that when you call, and we'll get you a $25 gift card that you can pick up at our studios at 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo. Plus, stop by here. Come by and see us. We're going to be here till lunch. Going to have a great little lunch out here today with the folks at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All you need to do is come up to us and say, I stand for the flag, and get a $25 PetroServe USA gift card and a three-pack of PetroServe USA car washes. We're in Castleton celebrating the grand opening. Gary Tharaldson is here signing copies of his book, which is great, having a lot of wonderful conversations, and the town is celebrating a great new addition to Castleton in this wonderful PetroServe USA store. So it is fun, that's for sure. Okay, a couple texts. This was planned and going just like the liberals have planned. Joe is out, and their only hope of winning is to put experience back in the White House, and that is Hillary as president and Obama as VP. Since the Dems said on day one of Biden's presidency that there's now an adult in the room if Trump gets in, we can say that sanity and common sense are back in the White House. Another listener said, keep your eye on China after this debate. Smart comment right there. Exactly. You think And I actually think this was one of the better lines from Donald Trump last night when he talked again about, hey, this wouldn't happen. You think Putin didn't invade Ukraine on his watch, none of this would happen. And I think people that are weary see that and go, you know what? He's right. And what you tell me they fear him now? There's no way they fear him. Not a chance. Texter says, hey, guys, this is Savannah. Trump easily won the debate last night. However, I wish he would have answered the question he was asked about immigration. Trying to remember which question you're talking about. He was asked about his deportation plan, and he didn't exactly give great details there. But by and large, Donald Trump was Donald Trump. And I think the format of the mic shut off played perfectly for him. No question about it. We have another fine listener here that wants to tell me something. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am marvelous.
Good. What's on your mind?
I stand for the flag, Mr. Hannon.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You are very welcome.
And stopping by and seeing us. We have a 3-pack PetroServe USA little car wash pack there and a $25 gift card for you, okay?
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and keep doing the great work for our country.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Listening. You bet. 701-271-1100. Let's go to first-time caller, Jason. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, what's on my mind is I'd keep an eye out on the Democrats right now, big time, because they're up to something. So whatever they're doing, they like to blame the Republicans for doing. You know what I mean. Russia, Ukraine with Flynn, et cetera, et cetera. And, hey, I was there on January 6th. It was just another day in Washington, as far as I was concerned. I see agents be very helpful to let people in. And I do stand for the flag, and I am a patriot. And thank you, sir. I read your book.
You read my book. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, I did.
Feels like ancient history, but I wrote that in 2010. The Tea Party Trail inspired me, and that's now the MAGA movement. So we're still loud and proud, aren't we, Jason? Jason gone? Jason, we have a $25 gift card for you and a 3-pack of car washes waiting at our studios for being a first-time caller today. Thank you for that. Mike in Minot, your take on what you heard last night. What's on your mind?
Sorry, Mike dropped off, but we've got right here. Hi, who's this? What's on your mind?
This is Dwayne, and he talked about the view, and I just happened to turn it on. And it's, they're both, some are saying, yeah, he should drop out, and some are saying he's the best ever. So,
oh, leave it to the view. Leave it to the view to buck the trend there a little bit, right?
Yeah, I had me a rain day, and I'm just happy to. I thought, well, I'll turn it on for you, and some are wanting him to drop out, and some are wanting him to. He's the best ever. So.
Well, thank you for that report on the view. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And for the first time in my life, I'm actually amused about something they're saying on the view. MSNBC. CNN. I mean, it's great entertainment listening to these folks. It's just unbelievable. All right, Mike's back. Mike, you're on What's on Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally believe that the Democrats want Trump back in the White House. And because he is going to be the guy that's going to renegotiate your gun rights as a Trump supporter. I do think Trump is going to give us a 50-state red flag law, and the legislation is sitting on the shelf in Capitol Hill right now.
Why would you think he would do that?
Because Donald Trump, for one reason or another, is in the clutches of the ruling class. And he's the best guy to do it. Democrats can't do gun control. No, Trump gave us the red flag law, and he banned the bump stocks. And so he's the gun grabber. He's the gun grabber they want. I don't think Biden's not getting kicked out of there. They're not. It's too late in the game. I do think Trump is the next president, and watch your gun rights go away when Trump is president. The right to own a gun. He's not going to collect your gun. Your right to own a gun. North Dakota will disappear.
I'm guessing, Mike, there isn't one person in the audience that agrees with your assessment, but nonetheless, we appreciate you calling, telling us what's on your mind. And that's a new one on me. The Democrats want Donald Trump to be in office so he can grab guns. Is that what I got out of Mike's take there, Kev?
Yeah, I think so.
Whew, okay. 701-271-1100. Texture says, I see Bryson DeChambeau, the PGA golfer, has offered to settle the golf dispute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Love it.
I bet Bryden can't even get the, you know, mini golf past the windmill, for crying out loud.
Come on. Yeah. Carry his own bag. Sure, you bet. Let's see that. I wish you would have called him out right there. Let's go in the parking lot and hit one.
I love it. Oh, look at here. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
These kids are adorable.
Yes, they are.
You came by to tell us
the flag.
You stand for the flag. All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Yes. Hi.
I stand with the flag.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Raising them right.
I stand with the flag.
All right. I love it. Thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate you. 701-271-1100. Ross, we're going to get to you after a short break here. A few more of the texts I'll squeeze in. Another great Supreme Court decision just came out about the obstruction law does not apply to January 6th. Huge win for the protesters who were wrongly convicted. That's right. And I don't know exactly what I would assume everyone that has been convicted on that, now that that's been overturned, is going to have to go back to the court and say, well, you convicted me on that, but the Supreme Court just said you can't. So going to be interesting to see what the ramifications are on that as well. Texture says, I agree with Kevin. This was their plan all along. Now they can have somebody picked before the convention. Another listener said, great caller pointing out the Dems dogpiling on the debate performance like Biden collapsed or something. That's a dogpile, all right. It's unbelievable. Is it an accident? I don't think so. What's for lunch today? PetroServe USA right here in Castleton, lasagna. And if you think I'm leaving the PetroServe USA in Castleton today without having lasagna, then you probably think Joe Biden did a good job in the debate last night, too, because that's not happening. I am doing the lasagna. Let's see, 45th Street Chicken and Gravy, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna also with garlic toast or Salisbury steak. Chip beef, 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Downtown Fargo on NP Avenue. You can have yourself some tater tot hot dish today. Whoppin' and Sloppy Joe's, Valley City, cheesy potatoes with beef. Harwood chip beef today, Glendon beefy noodles, Linden Swedish meatballs, Ada has cheeseburger, mac and cheese, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. And we have some young ladies here. Hello there, what's your name? What's your name?
My name's Emma.
Emma, and what do you want to tell us?
I'm for the flag.
You stand for the flag.
I stand for the flag.
I love it. How old are you, Emma?
I'm 16.
Good for you for coming in. Do you go to school here?
Yeah, I go to school here.
In Castleton?
Yeah.
Awesome. What's your name?
I'm Allie.
Hi, Allie. What do you want to tell me?
I stand for the flag.
All right. We love it. Thanks for coming by, girls. Yeah. We appreciate it. Boy, oh, boy, it's fun seeing all these people and all these smiling faces. Ken Satring is here, the president and CEO of PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors. Another great day, another great grand opening, huh, Ken?
Boy, things are booming out here, Scott. We've got Jay Thomas. We've got you. We've got our board of directors here and Gary Thurlson signing a book. So fun day for PetroServe.
A lot of fun. And this store, the newest, in this growth pattern that you're in, Wahpeton's coming next. Talk a little bit about the confidence you obviously have in our region's economy to keep investing like you are.
Well, you know, revitalizing rural communities is what PetroServe is all about. And here in Castleton, we've got the ethanol plant, we've got the soybean crushing plant, we've got Grand Farms, so we bought the whole city block here. We've got a car wash, we've built a 8,000 square foot store, great petroleum offerings. So yeah, this is kind of what North Dakota business is all about.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And the home cooking brings them in, doesn't it? This, I mean, for the town of Castleton, this has been a welcome addition to downtown Castleton.
Yeah, I think we've got probably about 14 Cafe USAs now, and you keep promoting them, and they keep growing.
It's awesome. It really is. We appreciate the partnership with PetroServe USA and proud to be part of another grand opening.
It's very valuable to us, and let's keep doing this. Keep opening stores.
And by the way, folks can come in and register for all kinds of things today too, right?
Right. We're giving away a free car wash for a year, and we're also giving away a Boss grill. So, yeah, that's some fun stuff.
Come on in. Come on in all day long. The PetroServe USA grand opening in Castleton. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thanks for coming out, Scott.
Appreciate it. 25 before the top of the hour. Got some first-time callers waiting to weigh in here on the program at 701-271-1100. It's been one of the funnest shows I remember doing in a long time. Obviously, I love being out and about at PetroServe USA, but these calls and the insight and the analysis that's coming from our wise audience, absolutely love it. And, of course, last night was so epic, and it's just fun to be as the What's On Your Mind flag community talking about all of it, so we appreciate you. Ross, let's go to you. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ross.
Yes, sir. I stand for the flag, and this station since about 08, since we moved back here.
Interesting. Well, you know, we actually were born in August of 2008, so you have been listening to the flag since day one, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
Where did you move back from, Ross?
I just wanted to rate the debate, and I actually thought that CNN did better than I thought. I would probably have to give them maybe a C+. Biden didn't do well at all, in my opinion. And I thought Trump did really well. I thought he could have kept after a couple of, the whole big guy thing and the Hunter laptop, because that really changed the last election, in my opinion. But I did feel like he had to kind of come back when he would go back to the last question to sum that up, and then he would still have a chance to answer their question. So I thought that was pretty intelligent.
Good thoughts. Appreciate it. Where'd you move back from, by the way?
Denver, Colorado.
Well, welcome home. Glad you're here. Glad you're listening to the flag. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Take care. And by the way, we have a $25 gift card for you for standing for the flag. We'll leave it at our flag studios for being a first-time caller. Thank you for that. Ross, Lamar, you're next. Another first-time caller. What's on your mind, Lamar?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I thought Trump did very well. But Biden, sometimes they look like, gee, that's news to me. I didn't realize that happened. He was really surprised, I think, at some of the responses from President Trump that took him back and took the wind out of his sails. I was really impressed with Trump's demeanor and how he restrained himself and responded very well. I think the Democrats are in a quandary, however, with who are they going to put in there if Joe doesn't run? That's quite the situation they've come into.
We don't want anybody but Joe Biden on that ballot in November, do we?
Exactly. That's exactly what we want. Absolutely.
I mean, so I'm not rooting for this at all. And let them have the food fight. Let them try and, you know, do the coup d'etat or whatever they're going to do. I hope they fight like the Dickens and Trump continues to rise above it all. But I'm not wishing for Joe Biden to go off this ticket, folks, at all. That's, again, one of my takeaways last night was he did well enough to fight another day. But, boy, that wasn't the memo that went out to the left. That's for sure. Holy buckets.
No, he looked like he was in the daze there with some of those responses. But I'm a first-time caller, I listen to your program every morning. So you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Lamar, thank you for calling. Call again. That's the great thing about first-time callers, long-time listeners. Once you call, you can do it again, and you find out how easy it is. So we appreciate you very much, and we have a $25 gift card from PetroServe USA that will be waiting for you at our front desk, okay?
Thank you. Now, is that in Castleton or at your studio?
We'll bring for the callers, they're going to be at our studio at 2852 Thunder Road after about 1 o'clock today. They'll be there. So you can stop
very
by
good.
This anytime during regular business hours. Stop by and pick those up, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
Anybody ever tell you, I just got to ask you, Lamar, anybody ever tell you you sound just like Newt Gingrich?
Oh, do you think so? Holy, that's good. That's good. Thanks for telling me that.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I got a little Newt from Lamar. I love it. Appreciate the call so much. Thanks a lot. Here's an interesting take from a listener. The Republicans made a big mistake accepting the debate before the Democratic convention. Now Joe is exposed, and the Dems can make a change. If the debate were held just after the convention, the Dems would be stuck with Biden. Now they can make a change. I think they need Jill's help, possibly Kamala or Michelle Obama. Hard to watch Trump also. He had irrefutable facts he did not use. Not sure who prepared him or if he even listened. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, it hasn't been Joe since the start of this crap show. So, he just does what he's told. So does his family. So, I mean, he just reads what is put in front of him. That's all he's ever done. He's in the wind. The guy blows around more than a flag in a 50-mile-an-hour thunderstorm. It's unbelievable.
701-271-1100 or text us at 237-1590.
You want a little more of a meltdown?
I do, but after I tell you a couple of these texts. 81 million votes on display last night, said one listener.
Ah!
Isn't that great? And here's another one. I suspect there's a lot of people who have protected Joe because they are tied to criminal corruption. He was their shield, but the press is no longer playing along. Like Walter Cronkite in the Vietnam era, when they lost the press, it's over. Love our listeners. Great insights on last night's debate. Hey, Gary Thaldson is here. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good to see you. Signed a lot of copies of your book today, which is great.
Yeah, thanks. That's a nice area, and I get to talk to a lot of people that I know over the years.
And Daisy, North Dakota, is how far from Castleton?
It's about 75 miles.
So yeah. this is your hometown area, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've sort of got a little business out here, so that draws me to Castleton. I have the ethanol plant, and
a lot of corn farmers are glad you do.
I think they do. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And I'm glad they like it too.
And the contributions from that ethanol plant to this community, we could talk about for the rest of the program. The schools and the tax base that you pay, you've really helped build this community.
Well, I think it. Oh, I know it does. Yes, and I've been. The nice thing is I've been thanked for what we did. So I totally believe in Castleton, obviously, because we've been a great supporter of the school, and besides just running our business here, we employ right now, about 75 people.
And there are four jobs open right now with starting salaries of $70,000 to $80,000 a year.
Yep.
At that plant.
Yes.
And they'll train you. Yeah. You don't have to have any experience in an ethanol plant. You just have to be a good, hard worker, and the crew will put them to work, and you're going to make a nice salary.
Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously, they're going to have some knowledge, but we can train a lot of that knowledge, too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for doing this. It's great for you to come out and sign the book, and a big part of the grand opening of the PetroServe USA. Great to see you, as always, Gary.
Yeah, same here. Thank you.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Take care. Gary's been hard to pull away because so many folks are... I want a copy of the book, and B, want to just chat a little bit about old times. All right. Texter says, I'm guessing KJP will blame Biden's performance on his cold. Actually, they started doing that last night. The spin room, is typical at these events where you have all kinds of other media, and they're getting fed all kinds of things from the Trump campaign and Trump surrogates and the Biden campaign and Biden surrogates. And I saw somebody last night say that 10 to 15 minutes into the debate, the spinsters for Biden were texting everybody blaming the cold on his performance. So the cold is definitely going to be part of the excuse. No doubt about that. Another listener, I stand for the flag and I kneel for the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Texter says, I followed Rush Limbaugh to AM 1100, the flag. Those were the days, weren't they? That was the one moment I was so proud to put Rush Limbaugh back on the air in August of 2008 when the flag started. He'd been taken off the air basically because Ed Schultz didn't want him on the air because Rush's ratings always beat Ed Schultz's ratings. So he was on a different station, and they took him off, and we put the flag on. And you know what? Rush never forgot it. He didn't. He was a gem of a guy and invited us down to Palm Beach to spend some time with him. And he did our first television commercials to launch the flag. So thanks for that memory on Rush Limbaugh. Rest his soul. Can you imagine his show today? Holy buckets. Would that be something?
Oh, man.
Oh, what would Rush say? You can think about
talent
that right now.
Talent on loan from God.
There you go. More coming up from PetroServe USA Castleton after this on What's on Your Mind.
There is widespread panic among Democrats. I got a number of text messages this evening. Democrats reaching out to say this is difficult to watch. Where does this go from here? One Democratic lawmaker, Tom, going so far as to say this race is effectively over.
Oh, it's... comment like that after comment like that, you can't believe
it. That can't be good.
You know, Jonathan Martin is probably one of the more respected reporters in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
He wrote a column. Here's how it starts. One House Democrat said he spoke for others in the wake of the president's stunningly feeble debate performance. The movement to convince Biden to not run is real. The House member, an outspoken defender of the president, said that Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer should consider a combined effort to nudge Biden out of the race. Crestfallen by the president's weak voice, pallid appearance, and meandering answers, numerous Democratic officials said Biden's bet on an early debate to rebut unceasing questions about his age had not only backfired but done damage that may prove irreversible. The president had, in the first 30 minutes of that debate, fully affirmed doubts about his fitness. This again from the swamp.
Are you kidding me?
This is from the swamp, folks.
Where are these? I mean, where were you during this? When or this one? Where's she at?
Shanghai. I'm going to pronounce it. 100%. Shanghai.
I mean, or I can do the rest of the show with these clips. It's like, where have you people been? Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't time to completely throw him under the bus yet. You needed to wait till now.
701-271-1100. Last chance to get in here with a question or comment. And the texts are pouring in. I'm sorry, I just haven't had a chance to get to hardly any of these. Texture says, I have to laugh at those claiming this is part of some grand plan by the Democrats to dump Biden. Remember, this debate was never supposed to happen. They stacked the deck so high against Trump that they thought he would never accept, and then they could blame him for not being there at the debates. And Biden dropping out is not going to be a simple thing either. Beyond him and Jill not wanting to, the Kamala issue and all of that, there's another concern. How does Biden drop out after this performance and still remain president for half a year until January 20th? He then would not only be unfit to stand trial, according to her, the special prosecutor, but now is too incapacitated to run for re-election. How does he stay president in light of that? Then if he resigns as president over this, Kamala issue gets bigger because now she's president. They may replace him, but it's not going to be easy. That is 100% true. We can all think that this crescendo is going to lead to something, but I'm telling you what, the egos in Biden world are strong. So this is going to be a Biden versus Obama camp fight that is going to be one for the ages. Jay Thomas even came out to see us.
I had to.
At PetroServe USA.
This is beautiful.
My man.
Isn't this a great store?
Oh, man, is this place nice. I'll tell you what. I mean, when we're on the road for rides, we hit the PetroServes. The one in Valley City, love that one. This one in Castleton is just outstanding, over the top. They knocked it out of the park here, man.
It is great.
Oh, the food. I had biscuits and gravy. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm going for a little lasagna right now.
I was looking at that, and I'm like, I haven't had biscuits and gravy in a while.
So you had a chance to sleep on the debate. You were part of our coverage post and pre last night on the flag. Yeah. What'd you wake up thinking?
Well, I got home last night about 11, stayed up for an hour, watched CNN, flipped between that and MSNBC to watch heads explode, and they were exploding.
I did the same thing.
And Scott, and your listeners, I'm standing by my words. That man will not be on the ticket in November. I'm telling you who they're bringing in. They're bringing in Hillary. Hillary's coming into this thing. They cannot run Kamala as president. There's no way. Her numbers are worse. Gavin Newsom, I always thought, okay, Gavin, but Gavin is just, he's got too many skeletons in his closet. He's ran California to the ground. I think their only saving grace in their minds is Hillary. She's been showing up in the last month or so all over the place.
You got the Clinton camp. You got the Obama camp. You got the
maybe.
Biden camp. This is going to be one for the ages.
Run
folks.
Kamala's vice under Hillary.
Yeah, yeah.
How about a Clinton-Obama ticket? Hillary and Big Mike.
Tom, a first-time caller. Let's get you in at 701-271-1100.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Tom?
Good.
Yeah, not too bad. On the road. I just wanted to bring up the
comments about the debate last night. I felt sorry for Biden, for sure. But what can you say?
Yeah, you know, there's a certain element of that. I feel bad for our country.
I do, too.
I mean, I'm just thinking, yeah. Look, there's no adversary out there that is looking at that and seeing strength in the United States of America.
You know where the strength came last night when Trump said this? Look, I don't want to be here. I need to be here because you're bad at your job.
Best line of the night.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I didn't need this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could be golfing. I could be anywhere in my,
yep,
you know, mansions, you know. Counting my money, having a good time with family, everything else. Another great line, and it's a great theme, I think, for him to continue through this. That I'm doing this for the country.
Yep.
This isn't about Donald Trump. This is about you.
Yep, and your country.
And they're coming for me, and they're coming for you.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tom, anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, I've got a joke for you guys. That I saw Jimmy Fallon with you guys here when he came to town, and I wanted to bring up a joke. But did you guys hear that Biden is trying to get some aid to Yemen?
No.
He was going to send a truckload of strawberries. He's going to call it Strawberry Yemenade.
Oh, dad joke.
That was a dad joke if I ever heard one right there. Tom, I'm sorry I don't have a PetroServe USA gift card for you, but I'm appreciative of you being a first-time caller. Call again. We ran out. They're
all
gone.
Right.
We went through hundreds of these cards today. Unbelievable. Charlie Kirk's take is next. God bless you, folks. See you Monday from Randy's Diner.